This is Morning Edition on NHPR, a program that organizers say was a critical lifeline for low-income residents of New Hampshire's northernmost towns, has closed. The Pittsburgh Area Community Service Food Pantry and Thrift Shop opened on Pittsburgh's Main Street 6 years ago, run entirely by volunteers. But when the building's owner notified organizers earlier this year that its lease would not be renewed, that led to its closure Saturday after a new home couldn't be found in time. Haven Haynes Jr. is on the board of directors for Pittsburgh Area Community Services, and he joins us on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about the pantry. How much of a need is there for a program like that?
There is very much a need. Since 2010, through New Hampshire Food, the New Hampshire Food Bank, we have distributed over 150,000 pounds of food.
That's an extraordinary number for an area that doesn't have a lot of population.
It doesn't have a lot of population, but we have gone since 2008. We have lost a lot of manufacturing up here. A lot of businesses have closed. We have a lot of elderly. Right now, at the present time, we have a total of 35 families and with a total of 68 people. We were providing food baskets at Thanksgiving, food baskets at Christmas to help families out. Through the thrift shop, we've also provided families with hats, mittens, winter coats, blankets, free of charge for our clients.
So you worry as we get into the colder months that things could be tougher?
Yes, they are. They will be.
And now that it's closed, what are those families and others, and seniors, what are they doing now?
Basically, what they're going to end up doing is going to the Colebrook food shelf for those services.
How far a drive is that for a lot of them?
That is, we are looking at about a 50-mile round trip. Pittsburgh just happens to be the biggest township in this side of the Mississippi, too. So you got a wide area up here of people, and having it in Pittsburgh made it easier access for everybody. And the whole place is run entirely by volunteers.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, you know, geographically very wide from the border of Vermont on over to Maine and of course, Canada. You're now looking for another home for the food pantry. How's that going?
We haven't been able to find anything so far. We have had articles in the papers. We have been trying to find something that's within the price range that we can raise funds from, like the thrift shop, to be able to support ourselves a bit, and right now we just really haven't found much of anything. So the next step is to get people geared to going down to Colebrook right now until we can get started back up and get things going.
Now, how do you get those people to Colebrook? I imagine that you have a bunch of clients who aren't driving.
We do. They do have the Tri-County vans around, but basically, neighbors, friends, and stuff, and volunteers in the area help out.
Haven Haynes Jr. is on the board of directors for the Pittsburgh Area Community Services, talking about the now-closed food pantry in Pittsburgh. Thank you so much.
Thank you.